Romans 14, verse 15. Let's turn to it. And this is a good point in our discussion for me to say this. If there are serious believers who have scriptures that can help me see that the standards of receiving Christians are more restrictive than I have suggested, I want to hear them. And I sincerely mean that. I want to learn if there are things in the scripture that make it more restrictive than these scriptures that I've seen, then we need to submit to those too. In Romans 14, 15, we have, if thy brother be grieved, maybe it's Romans 14 and 15. Is this not reception into local, this is not reception into the local assembly, but fellowship on a daily basis between believers? Well, you know, I might grant you that in chapter 14, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. I might grant you that this does have to do with private matters, doesn't it? People who keep certain days and don't keep certain days and so on. That is a private matter. In other words, there were Jewish believers, they got saved, and at last they said, we understand what the Passover is all about. This is great. We're going to have it with our family and teach our children the wonders of the cross through the Passover. Meanwhile, another Jewish brother down the street, just as sincere, just as eager to serve and please the Lord, he says, Passover, keep the Passover. Why would we do that? Well, that's the shadow. We've got the substance. Goodbye, Passover. They both do it. Now, it's not a gray area. For one, it's black, and for the other, it's white. But they're thoroughly persuaded in their own minds. So I grant you that this description in chapter 14 clearly refers to personal conviction. But what the receiving is, are people who are saying, wait a minute, we're not going to have you folks in here. You're legalists. You're still keeping the Passover, and we won't receive you. So it's not a matter of receiving them into your house or something like this. I believe this is talking about the reception in the local church in which people might become more restrictive because some Christians don't do it quite the way they do it and have other scruples than they do. And on that basis, they won't receive them. So I think the reception is a corporate thing. I don't see any other way that that can be understood. And in chapter 15, where we read verse 6, that you may, well, be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Well, I don't know. Maybe that does mean personal reception, but I would think that if all the Christians personally received another Christian, that would also include corporate reception, wouldn't it? If all the Christians in a local church received a brother and they were happy with him and they believed he was walking in a godly way, well, then would there be any reason why they wouldn't receive him when he came to their local fellowship? I'm not sure I see the distinction there, and maybe there is, and again, I'd be very happy for some further enlightenment on that.